Wow. Hello, and welcome back to the Lady Moon Cast, a show which is not happening as frequently as you probably remember it happening. That is because I've decided to make this more of a less scheduled format and more of when do I feel like talking about things and really giving you guys like focused, concise opinions and advice and whatever it is that I am rambling about rather than having myself on a schedule, because it makes me hate doing it when I have a schedule. And yeah, this is a supplemental casual podcast. This is not... yeah, I'm a Gemini. That's sort of, you guys know this. That's where I'm at with that. So, welcome to episode, I believe this is episode 12. So I did a, sometimes on my Instagram stories, I do things that could be podcasts. I sort of go off on topics. And a few weeks ago, I was thinking about self-care on Instagram and how to take care of yourself mentally when you're running a business on Instagram. So that's what we're going to talk about today. A few tips and tricks and things I just want to mention that I don't think get mentioned enough. So Instagram business climate is interesting because it's sort of like the Wild West of owning a business. There are really no, within each individual community of businesses, there's sort of like this hierarchy. There's sort of like these unwritten rules. I don't think there's enough boundaries with how we handle ourselves sometimes as women owned, at least in the witchy community, at least in my community. There's a lot to be left to interpretation. And I want to address some of those things today. So I think it's because Instagram started as it's a social platform. It is a social platform. It's for your friends. It's like Facebook. You know, you like your friends' posts. And if you're not a business, this might not be an interesting episode for you, or it might be, and it might actually apply. You could apply it to your personal profiles as well. But we're not... it's treated as a social thing. Therefore, I think we all sort of assume that we're friends, like in real life with businesses. It's sort of like, since the business side of Instagram is more new and legit, like we have these businesses that we market to on this platform, we assume that we're all sort of friends in real life. And if you're friends with a business and you follow a business, that you guys are friends. And that's cool for a while. But I don't think it's a great mentality to start off with, because I had to learn the hard way to separate real friends, your real life human being friends that you know. Everyone's a human being, but the people you know in real life versus the people that you're friends with on Instagram, or the business associates that you follow on Instagram. There can be some overlap, and that's what happened with me. I was friends IRL with a few shops, and we sort of kind of banded together and were this like partnership. And then they completely dicked me over and treated me like shit. And then all of a sudden they weren't my business friends anymore or my real life friends. And that was very hurtful because it affected me and the way I felt about my business, which is detrimental to a business if there's not a protective layer of privacy almost around it. It's something to consider. I mean, I know people that operate with that are fine and that, you know, are friends. Maybe they were friends before they became business friends on Instagram, if that makes sense. Maybe they had a relationship prior to working together, which is different. That means that relationship takes precedent in the way that the relationship unfolds typically, if that makes sense. So when there's a fallout, it may be easier to separate the two. But regardless of your situation, who you've been abused by, who you've been, have bad blood with or whatever, Boundaries are important, whether it's a personal account or a business account. I'll be speaking more about business account because that's what I do. And my personal account is now private, which is the decision I made recently just to create a boundary, a very harsh boundary between the people that I love in my real life and that I want to just sort of have content for them or whatever, versus my customers who I love, but, you know, are not my real life friends, and my business associates who are also not my real life friends in most cases. There are a few exceptions to that. But I'll get to that in a little bit. But basically, I am not someone who is trying to be an influencer and grow my personal brand in that way. There are people that you'll see have businesses and then they have personal accounts that they push to. And they're like more of a style blog, or they're more of like, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's dope. Like, grow your brand, do your thing. But the amount of exposure that I want to have on the internet does not extend to my personal life, I decided, because I'm not someone in general that ever wanted to be on social media. It's kind of funny that I am so much, because if I didn't have a business, I would just be off of it altogether, straight up. I would not, I would be that person that would just be, I have a Facebook only because, Facebook owns Instagram, and in order to keep my business Instagram page active, I have to have my Facebook page active. You cannot inactivate your personal Facebook and also still have an Instagram that's active. So, but I don't post on it. I don't have the app on my phone, which is a great first step boundary. If you're someone who wants to still be present on social media, but also limit what you want to see, I would delete the Facebook app. If Facebook's your jam, maybe delete the Instagram app, maybe delete TikTok. Although TikTok I found to be pretty unproblematic for me in terms of like triggers or stress, because I'm just kind of a watcher of videos. It's not anyway. But the president might fucking get rid of TikTok or some shit. So whatever. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic, but, crazy times, you guys. So deleting apps that you don't need, or choosing, like forcing yourself to choose one app that you're like down with, like that's your shit, you know, that's helpful. I even deleted Facebook Messenger, like that kind of thing where you're like, okay, I deleted the news off of my swipe right on my phone, so I can't see the news anymore. Way less triggering. I find the more and more we have social media in our lives as human beings, we're still adapting to that. I don't like what it does to me. I don't like knowing what people's babies from high school look like. I don't fucking enjoy that. It makes me not pay attention as much to the literal world around me. And that's a part of being a witch. So you can see how this snowballs into being desensitized to the world around you, which is very fucking problematic for a witch and manifestation and things like that. So anyway, limiting your apps, right? So let's say you have a bit like me, you, Lady Muko, you're on Instagram. You rely on Instagram heavily for marketing. If you have people that are toxic to you or have been abusive in a friendship or relationship, who've done you wrong, who hurt you for whatever fucking reason, block them, unfriend them, speak to them about it first. In my situation, the people who decided to drop me from their lives just unfollowed me and didn't tell me, which was crazy considering how close we were. So definitely if you have a problem with someone, talk to them about it first. That's called being an adult. Step two, unfollow them if you can't resolve the issue, or block them. I'd say block them. If it's just very much like cut and dry, you need the boundary. You don't want to see their account pop up. You don't want to have them know what you're doing. You don't want them to be able to see what you're doing on your business page. Block them. Don't be afraid to do that. Because why would you want to keep people in your space that mess with your head and mess with particularly your business that you've worked so hard to grow? It's very easy for me, as however I am, whether that's a good thing or not, to cut people off. I've had to do it multiple times and it's very difficult. I've had to do it with friends, personal friends, and family members. And it's mostly been abrupt sort of trauma where people treat me like shit and then that's it. And then I say, well, fuck you, and I'm done. And I cut them off to maintain my sanity because your mental health is number one priority. Number fucking one. Particularly if you are someone who is the sole owner and operator of your business, you know that if someone gets in your head or you see something or you're like, oh, I hate them. If you see that, it triggers you and it makes you feel a lot of things. It's trauma, right? It's like any other trauma. Trauma is relative to the person. So understanding that that's okay to do is really important to me. I want you guys to know that. People might not like it. It might be a mutually thing where you're like, cool, that's just the natural flow of things is that I'm going to block you now. Like that's that. So once someone's blocked, you can't see what they do and they can't see what you do. So there's a few ways that they can pop up still. And that's if someone mentions them in a story or tags them in something, you can see their username. Or if you're added to a group chat with them. So let's take the first scenario. Both of these things happened to me multiple times. So if you're added to, if someone you know mentions them in their story saying like, oh, look at this product like they made, someone that may not know your situation and it's someone that you like and that's a mutual friend, I guess you could say, you'll be able to see that. And seeing that can be very hurtful. And understanding that the relationship that you have with your ex-friends or abusers or toxic people, the relationship that you have with the toxic people may not be the same relationship that other people have with them. And you have to sort of accept that to a certain extent. If someone is unaware of what happened to you and doesn't know your trauma, you can't blame them for like not knowing. They don't know what they don't know, you know? And that's fine. And if you still want to like maintain a friendship with the shop or keep that relationship healthy, you can mute them without them knowing and you won't see their posts or their story, or you can just delete their posts. I mean, mute their posts, or you can just mute their story. So there's ways to do that. And let me tell you guys, I have done this to a lot of people that I consider friends. And in muting somebody to protect yourself, you're not doing it because you don't like the other shop or you have a problem with them. It's that they are friends with with the toxic people that hurt you, or people that the people that you don't want to be associated with, they may be friends with them. And it may not be a relationship that's deep enough for you to be like, hey, so-and-so did this to me, like take my side. Like, and you don't want to bring it up because that's why the fuck would you do that? Just like, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine. If you want to like, but you're not going to do that with everybody, you know, because we're businesses. That's kind of dragging. I think that's kind of dragging people into your personal space, and that's not professional. When the situation happened with me and these other shops, I told four people that we were mutual, that we were all mutual friends. I told four people that I valued enough to want to keep in my life, because I knew that all the other shops that these people sort of were associated, that we both, I just kind of picked the four people that I was like, okay, I care about you guys, and I want you to know what happened. I told them what happened because they were my personal friends too. So I told them what happened, and how they acted accordingly is how I treat them, straight up. You know, some people have really surprised me and been super loyal to me, and respectful of what happened. And some people have not been as respectful as I would like them to be. And that gets complicated, but that's sort of what I'm addressing here, is like, if there's somebody that knows your trauma and still decides to engage with the people that hurt you and repost their things and whatever, that's when you should mute them, even if they are your friend, because you have to protect yourself. And that's okay. My point is, like, if someone muted me, because there's probably people that have done that and I have no idea. We're businesses. Like, there may be a shop that I'm cool with that dicked over another shop I have no fucking idea about, and they've muted me because I constantly, like, repost or whatever. And if I promote their shit, of course they're gonna mute me. Would I be hurt by that? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Because it's understandable. That's a part of being a professional. You need to understand other people's trauma. Now, if they were a person, if they told me what happened, I might be like, oh, fuck that shop, I'm gonna unfollow. Like, that's, I'm really loyal and I value loyalty. So I'm the type of person that would be like, fuck them, I'm gonna unfollow them too. I like to take sides. I don't like to wishy-wash in the middle. That's not being loyal, in my opinion, depending on the situation. And you may be different, and that's totally fine. But know that, you know, if someone discloses something to you like that, they want you to be loyal to them, you know? So muting is okay. If you want to tell someone that you muted them, that's fine. If they ask, like, hey, why haven't you been commenting on my, are you okay? Are we cool? Then you might say, yeah, we're cool. It's just that you posted about XYZ and it hurts me that you do that because I have a past with them. And, you know, maybe then you can disclose what happened to them, because you need to, at that point, say something and explain why you've been absent from their feed or whatever. Because let's face it, like, liking shop stuff and interacting with shops, like, that's a form of being social. And so if all of a sudden you, like, ghost a shop, they're going to be like, what happened? Which is ironically what happened to me. So these are all, like, it's very nuanced and weird and new, but there are ways to deal with this where you can limit the amount of exposure you get to triggering information or content, right? Most things these days, which is cool, they come with a trigger warning. Like, I was watching Umbrella Academy season 2 yesterday, and they had a trigger warning for strobe effects, which is great. And they also had a trigger warning for, what was it? I was suicide, which is also cool to know. You know, I wish they would have it for animals getting hurt. That would be cool if they started doing that. If anyone hears this, make that a thing. So I don't have to log on to doesthedogdie.com every fucking time I watch something. That'd be great. Okay. Get on that. But this is such a new thing that Instagram's getting better at it, but it's mostly with, like, within communities, people are realizing, okay, before, if there's gore, if there's a, people put the first slide will be like trigger warning, there's gore, swipe, don't swipe if you don't want to see it. But it's hard to do that with relationships with people, right? In real life, if you don't like someone, typically they're not going to invite you to the same place as the person that doesn't, you don't like. They know, they'll know, oh, A and B don't like each other, so let's maybe not invite B. That's classic, just common sense, right? Well, we don't really apply that all the time to social, like Instagram businessy shit, right? And when I say we're businesses, we're individuals with larger followings that run businesses. Like, we're still, I'm still one person. My brand may look, well, I guess with Feather, my assistant, or and her baby, we're three people that run this company, right? But mostly it's just me. You know, when someone adds Lady Moonka, they're adding me. They're adding Laura Wong. So everything is very personal. We're not businesses that have more than like 10 employees at the most. And we don't have boards and we don't have all these layers of people that make it soften the blow of personal things happening. Does that make sense? Like large corporations are entities in themselves because there's so many people involved in them. We are entities that have usernames that we sell things on. Like that's that, right? So I find that we aren't treated as such because we want to appear bigger and larger and whatever, but we need to remember when we're interacting with each other's businesses that we are people. Another issue that will come up when you may have blocked somebody and you can see them is when you're added to a group chat without your permission or just casually added to a group chat. This is actually what prompted this episode. This has happened to me since my fallout with these people. Fuck, I mean, all the time, because I worked with these people so much prior to our fallout that I'm just intrinsically, like, I'm just constantly trying to pull myself out of this web that I'm in with them and this association that I'm in with them. I've dropped out of events. I've severed relationships with businesses that I liked. Just because I don't want to have anything to do with them. That's how desperate I am to like constantly untwine myself from these people, right? And it's working. It's taking some time, but it's fine. It's all good. When you're added to a group chat, if you're added with someone that you've blocked, a pop-up will come up and say, the person you blocked is in this chat. Do you want to continue? Saying like, no, I don't want to continue doesn't remove you from the chat. It just is a warning that says this person's in there, just so you know. And even that popping up is traumatic because you're seeing that this person is just fucking reappearing in your existence that you don't want in your existence, right? In your headspace. So that sucks. So how do we fix that? Well, we fix that by not adding people to group chats before getting permission to add them. A lot of times it's the easy way. It's the lazy way to sort of get through to everyone. You may not even think twice about it. It may have been a group chat that you're reviving from a prior year, which I think is what happened with this. I don't know. So basically, if you say you did a giveaway last year with a group of people, a giveaway, just for those of you who don't know what the fuck I am talking about, is when businesses get together and give away products. Okay, that you guys probably know what that is. Let me explain the group chat thing and why that's important. So when you're typically when businesses on Instagram want to do a giveaway, they add each other to a fucking massive group chat, which is like literally the worst thing in the fucking world because you're constantly getting notifications from all these people going, cool, yeah, thumbs up. And it's just like fucking, and I hate group chats. This is a separate thought from me just in general hating group chats. Sometimes they're necessary, but all the time they're annoying. So you'd say, oh, I want Walmart and Target, and let's add them to the chat. Hey, are you guys interested in doing the giveaway? And then they all see it at once and it's easy for you. You get instant feedback or whatever. It's problematic when shops in the, let's say Target and Walmart, don't like each other anymore. So when you're adding them to a chat, you're forcing them into a room together, basically. And it's awkward, even though it's online, it's still social. Then you get the pop-up and you say, oh, fuck, they're in there. Well, I automatically, number one, know I can't be a part of this giveaway. So that kind of sucks, because I value my mental health enough to say, absolutely fucking not. I do not want to be associated with those pieces of shit, you know, or whatever your problem is with them. They disgust me. Like, I don't fuck with them. And two, you're like, great, how do I get out of this group chat? Because if I don't leave the chat myself, I will remain in there. At least as of now, this is how it works. It may have changed since this came out, because Instagram constantly switches things up. But you can't, the only way you can leave the chat is to enter the chat and then leave the chat. You can mute the chat, but it still pops up. You can mute the chat, but you're still in it. And then it's people in the chat are probably like, oh, where's A? Is like, is she in the chat or what? And it's just fucking weird. And then the person that is toxic to you is reading all that, and they're like informing whatever. They're learning information about you somehow, which you don't want, because they're, you know, you don't want them to know what you're doing. So then it's just this whole fucking thing. The person that, and you also cannot see who added you to the group chat. It doesn't say shop B has added you to this giveaway. Do you want to be a part of this giveaway? No, they just add you and they don't tell you who added you. So then you're like guessing game time. Like, is it the first one on the list? Like, who the fuck is it? Right. So then you can message them individually, which I've had to do, and be like, hey, I'm not cool with shop B anymore. Can you please remove me? Blah, blah. And then you have to relive your trauma, talk about it, and then you get removed by the person. And they're usually very apologetic and they had no idea. You have to understand that. You know, so, and then, or you could ignore it and just see what happens. But I, for one, am not going to enter a chat to leave the chat, because it tells everyone that you left the chat. It says, shop A left the chat. Without saying anything. How weird is that? Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, why would you do that? That's just, do you guys get it? I mean, it's just weird. So how this can all be avoided. I'm getting worked up even talking about it. Like, you guys can hear it in my voice, right? It's traumatic for me. So basically, the way to avoid all this is to up our professionalism standards as a fucking community and say, adding people to chats without their permission is fucked up and it should not be done. We should be asking permission first. Reach out individually. And people have reached out to me individually, and I almost always say yes to those giveaways, because I appreciate the professionalism and the heads up. And you reach out to people, and if they want to know who else is a part of the giveaway, which I always have to ask, because the people I don't like are fucking everywhere for some reason. We tend to be in the same circles. I ask, and then they disclose. And if it's cool, then it's cool. And if it's not, then you may have to say, hey, like, I'd love to do your giveaway. I really appreciate it, but I can't because I don't associate with these brands. And in that, you have to relive it a little bit and think about it. But, you know, that's part of life. That's the minimal thing you should be doing is that. You shouldn't be roped into things with people. And you may have been a person that has done that before. I've done it before a long time ago, you know, like years ago when I first started. That's how all the giveaways are done. And that's how things like the ways things are done, we kind of figured them out ourselves, and that's how things evolve. But let's maybe de-evolve from that and make it even more professional so that we can avoid triggering people. Because you don't know what people have been through with other people, shops, been through with other shops. You don't, there's no way of knowing that unless you know. And then if you do it anyway, you're an asshole. Don't do it anyway, even if you know. That's just silliness. So I'm thirsty again. So in order to protect all of us, each other, take care of each other, to take care of our shops so that they thrive, so that there are more witch-run businesses in the world that are healthy and thriving, let's ask permission before we group people together. And let's respect people's mental boundaries, because that's a nice thing to do. That's the nice thing to do. And a lot of the time, you know what? People, myself included, like to remain unproblematic and value that so much that they will not disclose their boundaries. They won't, because they are afraid to seem like a problem or to seem like an issue. The things that have happened to me with my family and with some friends that I used to have was me stating a boundary and them hating me and cutting me and just, you know, not cutting me literally, like, and just hating me for it. So for me, especially, it's hard to be like, hey, I'm not cool with this, and to expect to be respected and heard. People don't like people with boundaries. They take offense to it, and they lose control over that person sometimes. So, it's just an effort to remain unproblematic is very problematic to yourself. To the public, when this whole shit happened, I didn't tell a goddamn person on it. I didn't rant on Instagram. I didn't go, oh, I hate shop A and shop B. They dicked me over. Oh my God. Followers, go attack them. No. You know why? Because I'm a motherfucking adult and I handle my shit. Okay. I'm just undramatic like that. I don't like drama. I don't like confrontation, but I'm not afraid to do it, but I don't like it. There was no reason for it. That would have caused a lot more stress, and I was already in therapy because of it. But instead, I was depressed for like 6 months. I had anxiety attacks. It triggered a lot of things from my past. The trauma triggered the trauma, if that makes sense. And I suffered a lot, personally, a lot, for a long time. It's been over a year since this happened, so I'm doing pretty good now. But it took a year. I mean, just recently, I've been like, okay. And it's still upsetting to think about, but it's not as viscerally discerning. So, and this is with me still having my business on Instagram, having to see these people at events that I had already been booked for when this whole thing happened. There were a lot of situations where I had to be around them, and I had forced myself through it, which I wish in retrospect I had just dropped out of the events, but money, you know? So anyway, it's complicated, you guys. It's not, but you guys had no idea probably that that was even going on, because people hide their pain. And when you're a business, it's, you know, you're a business. You want to stay professional, and no one wants drama, unnecessary drama, unless you like it or immature, whatever. Do you do you? If you like it, you do your thing, but stay away from me. But it's, you don't know what people have gone through with other people. You don't know. And you may never know. And if you are someone who has had someone tell you what happened to them, it may be because they care enough about you to want to keep you in their life. So you should maybe respect that and think about your relationships with the people that hurt them. You know, I really respect the hell out of the people that like were loyal to me. I really do. You know, and the people that maybe are still in the middle, that's cool. You're just in the middle of how I feel about you. Like you're just not, you know, you're just, you don't put those people close to your heart. You kind of keep them. I call it like the inner circle. Like you're not in the inner circle. You just have to understand and understand how people work and what your expectations of them are. It can be disappointing when somebody doesn't really seem to be as good of a friend or loyal as a friend as you thought, or you have to question it. That sucks, but at least you know, and this is all wrapped up in a very complicated business friend scenario. So you need to protect your business and the integrity of your business. And if, like I said, if you're the only person running your business, then you have to take care of your mental health. Your mental health is your business. Like you have to, or else it affects your creativity. It affects your energy. It affects everything. And I'm really proud of myself, I will just say, for continuing on through all that pain and creating boundaries I needed to create, unfollowing who I needed to unfollow, blocking who I needed to block, continuing to mute people I need to mute. And again, not because I don't like them. It's just because I cannot see. I don't want to be triggered. Nobody wants to be triggered. And I have to constantly be on stupid Instagram. So for you guys to see what I'm doing, you know, so it's been fucking hard this past year. But I finally feel like I'm at a place where I want to talk to you guys about it, and not what happened, but like talk to you about how to prevent that for yourselves, because I didn't know how to do that, you know, at first. And you have to really go through your friends list and be like, are they super close? Are they loyal to them or me? You kind of have to do that and predict to protect yourself. You kind of have to be like, all right, who did I lose in this shit that I didn't cause? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's a lot of drama between people that you just need to respect, know about, and sort of pick a side on if you get thrown into a position where you need to, you know. If you don't, and you can stay neutral and like you're not, it's so nuanced. Like, yeah, but people notice. I notice. I pay attention. I care about people's, I'm empathic. Like I know I can put myself in their situation. I go, oh, they wouldn't like if I talked to this person, and I love them more. So fuck them. Fuck the other person. That's the type of friend I am. I'm very, very loyal, and not saying you have to be like that, but I think it's an honorable trait in a person, to be aware of other people. So I think that's all I was going to mention today. You know, just kidding. I'm all just kidding. There's more. Just when we implement these professional things that like businesses do, like, do you think Walmart would be like, all right, Target, you're in this giveaway? No, they would reach out and say, hi, whoever is in charge of this, would you guys like to be in this giveaway with XYZ QUT shops? That's just common knowledge, but we as business, Instagram businesses, aren't caught up to that yet, at least in what I'm experiencing. And we need to be in order to uplift ourselves and elevate our own business practices and how we operate, because women are catty as fuck to each other. Catty as fuck. And I would... my voice cracked, sorry. Just really passionate. And I would like to see that change for the better. And I think by implementing little things, just like asking permission for this, being aware of other people's surroundings. Like, it's just, that helps our businesses to equate to quote unquote legitimate businesses. I mean, corporations, like if your goal is to grow your business, you need to start doing shit like that. Because if you're stuck in just whatever mental age you are, like emotional maturity age that you are, and you just operate from that level, no one's going to want to work with you. You know, it's just like, it's like sending an email rather than DMing. Man, when someone emails me, I'm just like, oh, who are you? Oh my God. Like when another shop has a question for me or whatever, and they email me. I'm guilty of DMing. I'm not saying I always email people, but you can tell when, like, when they email me off the bat, I'm like, ooh, I like you, because that tells me you're professional. Right? So, yeah, it's that's life. It sucks, you know, but yeah, I had a, someone recently asked me to be a part of a giveaway, and I thought for sure one of the shops I don't like was going to be involved. I thought for sure. So I go, yeah, send me an email. Would you mind disclosing like who else is in the giveaway? And they did, and they weren't on the list. And I was like shocked, but I was happy because I didn't have to say no. And then I told them so they wouldn't like add them, or I just had to disclose it to this person because it was relevant, right? That's not being problematic or gossipy. That's just protecting yourself and being, all you have to say is, you don't have to get into what happened. You don't need to get into whose fault it was, even though it wasn't mine. You can get into if whether you're the person that caused it or the victim of the situation. All you have to say is, I don't associate with these brands for personal reasons. Or I don't associate with these brands. I have to respectfully decline. That's all you have to say. You don't have to, you can disclose as much or as little as you feel you want to people. Like I said, I only told four people what happened. That's it. So my green tea's out, and I guess that's my cue. So I hope you guys can take this into consideration, especially if you're new at a business. Oh my God. Just listen to me. Trust me. Like if you're new at this, keep your friends, your real friends, your friends that you love in your real life. Cherish them. Keep them in a separate place in your heart than the business associates, friends, Instagram people that you will come to know. Because you can still love them, but don't get too excited with it. Like, just keep it separate in your brain, whatever that means to you. Trust me, you will be a lot happier and you won't get caught up in all the Instagram shit, you know? And that doesn't mean you're, don't get FOMO from it either. Don't be like, oh, but I wasn't part of that giveaway. Oh no, I wasn't gonna get like 50 followers that were gonna unfollow me right away. Like, just saying no is so powerful. You guys, I had to say no. I chose to say no to events, an event in particular that I would have died to be a part of the year prior to when I said no. I said no because the people that were toxic to me were already going to be a part of that event. And then I got accepted to this event and I said no. And that, my friends, was when I took my power back. I feel like that was really cool ending, and I don't really, I don't know how, what else I can say to that, but saying no does not lead you steps backward. You don't need to be a part of everything that fucking goes on to feel relevant. And if you do, you have a problem that you should probably think about. It's maybe a little deeper than just being a part of every event that happens or every person that you know, or every friend you have to have. Don't do that to yourself. There is power in no. There is value in no. By saying no to things, you create value for yourself. You are not at the mercy of somebody else or feeling like you need to be a part of, fuck that. find, when you feel like your instinct, you know that your mental health will be compromised if you are part of something. Or not even that. I mean, honestly, I stopped doing events because I think they're kind of low bar and a waste of time. Be completely transparent with you guys right now. Events are cool if that's like your thing and you like doing them. I don't fucking like doing them. It's too much work for how much money. I can make the same amount of money doing a really bomb online sale. Like, I love meeting you guys in person. That's the one thing I really, really miss. But I don't like event. People that organize events are not my favorite. I don't like the experience of hauling a bunch of shit if I don't have an assistant. My God, it's not worth it. Anyway, that's my... I don't like conventions. I don't like crowds. I like you guys. I like meeting you guys, but like, I don't enjoy the smell of conventions. I don't know if that's weird, but I don't. Setting up your booth is cool. That's about it. Like, I like the photo I take with my booth and that's it. So you have to decide what is right for you. If you're someone that needs to be a part of everything to feel like happy, that's fine, I guess. Not to be like a judgy asshole, but think about why that is. Maybe you don't need to stretch yourself that far to make, if this is a money situation, I think you could make just as much money online than at an event. I mean, I don't know. That's a whole nother podcast, to be honest with you. But, get really excited about the events that really mean something to you. I decided, as a brand, I didn't want to be just like witch aesthetic and like ego and that, just like mindless shit. I hope that I'm not perceived like that. Even though the products I put out are fun and cheeky and like, I hope that there's more behind it. I really hope so, because I work really hard to try and put that into what I make. And I felt like by doing all these events that I'm just like, I didn't feel like I belonged at a lot of them. So I only align myself with witch-centric events that are authentically witchy, that don't just have whatever in the name. Like, they are actually run by people that have pagan pride, that are pride-oriented people, like pagan pride. Like, I love doing that event. You know, things like that, like the Modern Witches Confluence was like my dream to be a part of, because I think that organization is necessary and so authentically like trying to educate people about witchcraft. They aren't just using the aesthetic to their advantage and saying they're like, I'm witchy, I have an altar. Like, they're actually classes on different cultures of magic, like cacao use and like plant magic and like all divination and, I mean, scrying. Like, I took a class on scrying at this place. I mean, they're normally in person. This year it's going to be online, and they had a marketplace, and it was just the most beautifully curated thing, with the energy was so authentic to me. And so anyway, I applied to be a part of that event, and I was like, oh my God, next year, please. So it was going to be on Halloween for like 3 days, and it was going to be cool. But luckily, they had the foresight to very early on transition to being an online event, which I totally respected, because I think a lot of people are in denial about events happening. And it's kind of sad because they're not going to happen this year. I hate to say it. They're not. So, but the Witches Confluence was an organization that in March, they decided to be online. And I really respect that about them. So we are going to be a part of the Magic Marketplace online, and I'm definitely going to attend the Zoom workshops. I think they're Zoom workshops, because I cannot recommend that place enough. And they're Bay Area based, and yeah, it felt like a very much like coming home to me as a witch, and that doesn't happen a lot as a solitary practitioner. So yeah. That's what I decided. Lady Moon Co. is not just going to do every fucking event in the world. We're going to do maybe two a year, maybe one a year. Maybe it's just the confluence. I don't give a fuck. You know? Anyway, now I'm really done. So I hope this helped empower you guys to dig down and say no and to create your boundaries unapologetically and with love and care and respect for the people whom you may be muting or whatever. Like, no need to be nasty to them if they aren't the problem. Just be honest with yourself about what is this making me feel right now and protect yourself, like for real, real. That's what I've learned over this past year. You may lose followers. Who fucking cares? It doesn't matter how many fucking followers you have. Your value is more than the internet. It's more than your business. It's more than a fucking number. It is how you feel about yourself and how you exist in this world. I'm gonna cry. And as a witch, that's your value, is your connection to the world around you and what you can bring to yourself. No one can take that from you. No one can like that. No one can unlike that. No one can unfollow that. No one can place their value upon that. That is for you. And that is what fucking magic is. Thank you for listening. And you can follow us on Instagram at Lady Moon Co. With that said, follow us on Instagram at Lady Moon Co. Our website is ladymoon.co. I'm Laura Wong. I think I forgot to mention that in the beginning. If I did, whatever. Love you guys and take care. Bye.